This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Addiction to What's on Your Mind, everybody. I am Scott Henlon. Glad to have you along on the program today. If you have someone you know of, family member, neighbor, anybody that has died serving this country, which Memorial Day is all about, specifically today is the day we say we remember, we honor anyone that gave their life in the service of this country. Those that have fallen. That's what it's all about. Let us know, 800-228-0550. We're going to thank those that honor our heroes, not only on Memorial Day, but all year long as well. We're going to tell you about a book about some heroes from up in Benson County today on the program. We're going to tell you about the new Fargo National Cemetery and the event they're planning for today on Memorial Day. And we're going to talk a little bit about the ongoing coronavirus, China virus, Wuhan virus. What are we calling it today? COVID-19. A little bit of everything. You got a name for it, Kev?
You don't want to know.
China virus.
I don't think I'm dying to know.
God, have you got a clean
name? Can you say it on the radio? Or
call it?
What's that?
I said, do you have a name we can use on the radio that you...
I'm with Kevin. I've got names.
Why can't it be China virus?
It came from where?
It can be.
I'm sick and tired of virus. Sick and tired of the virus.
There you go.
How about that?
I'm sick and tired of the virus.
I can't take it anymore, virus.
Couldn't care less anymore, virus.
Stop it already, virus.
Anyway, we have the chair of the Long-Term Care Association in North Dakota, and she's the president, actually, Shelley, and also the chair of the committee that is made up of, a number of different individuals. This one happens to be the resident of a nursing home. This one in Mayville, North Dakota, Luther Memorial. Ron Chris Larson is chair of that committee, and we're going to talk with the two of them together about the effort to reunite families and their loved ones in long-term care. So that's certainly an issue we're concerned about and have been doing what we can to bring some attention to that as we go throughout the program today. So, a lot of the events will be virtual. There's right now an event that's it's not virtual because I guess there's people there, but more people will see this on television than will see it live. Can I hear Arlington National Cemetery? That's a beautiful sound. It is Washington, D.C., and no need to be alarmed about the gunshots in the background. That's part of the 21-gun salute, sometimes.
Yeah, one gun at a time.
Yep. Yeah. And that they begin that, the 21-gun salute, when the president has arrived at Arlington National Cemetery. So he is there along with Melania Trump, the vice president, and others today to lay the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. So that ceremony will begin shortly. Very, very reverent, very well done. If you've never been to the Arlington National Cemetery, when you visit Washington, D.C., the Tomb of the Unknown is a must-see. Really is. Those soldiers are up there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we've taken some listeners there before, been up there for honor flights before, and the wreath-laying ceremony is pretty amazing. If you go with a group, you can arrange to have... and then participate in the wreath-laying ceremony, but it's pretty amazing. That's happening right now. There's also a lot of events that are happening virtually and otherwise, literally about, darn near most cemeteries. We've got somebody organizing something, and our next guest is Jason Hicks. Jason is with the United Patriotic Bodies. Begin by thanking him and all of the folks that participate in making sure that not only is there Memorial Day celebrations, that there are celebrations on Veterans Day, that there are military honors bestowed on family members that would like them as well, thanks to the good work of the United Patriotic Bodies that do this work in Minnesota and in North Dakota. Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing very well today, Scott.
So how is this Memorial Day different for United Patriotic Bodies?
Well, I can see the sun shining. That's kind of different. Normally it rains on us, so.
That's for sure.
This year it's different because of the red flu going around. You know, we have all of our social distancing requirements and such. Several of our indoor programs had to be canceled because of the requirement of social distancing and putting out chairs and everything. It's difficult to deal with. But we are going to still continue doing our outdoor ceremonies, which are by nature socially distanced, so it's really not a issue with that. And with this clear sky that it is, we don't have to worry about moving into the Civic Center. So it really turned out well for us today.
Red flu. Feds, he shortened it up for us there, guys. We'll go with red flu.
China, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. You know, it tells us where it came from, and it's shorter, and the shorter it is, the better for all of us just to be moving on. I mean, it obviously makes sense. I've been to a number of your ceremonies before. They're very well attended, but normally I would say, you know, the average age is up there, unfortunately. Some people bring kids, grandkids, which is wonderful, but there's not enough kids and grandkids. It's mainly folks, you know, that I think are the typical attendees of these events, but also the most vulnerable at a time like this health-wise. So all of that.
Very much so. That is the pattern throughout all of our ceremonies that we do throughout the years. It's a very much so older crowd.
Yeah, so well, all of that makes sense for sure. Why do you do what you do? I mean, you do this not only at Memorial Day, you do it all year long, and so do the others that are part of the United Patriotic Bodies. And if you didn't do it, nobody would do it. We'd just read about it. We'd just talk about the day, but we wouldn't actually have a chance to participate in something meaningful to celebrate the particular days. Tell us why you do this.
I just think it's a really small part for me to give back for those that have come before me. You know, it sounds like it's really a lot, but to me it's not. You know, none of us get paid for this. We do it voluntarily, and we feel that it's necessary to give back and pay honor to our fallen.
And boy, do you bring joy to people. I mean, if you're at these events and you see the reaction of people that that participate, this fills their bucket 100%. So it certainly brings a lot of joy to people as well. And you know, it's time away from your family, it's traveling, it's other things. So it's no small deal, but you sure do a wonderful job of doing that. Now today, I saw your agenda 10 days, a couple of weeks ago, and I know it's already, you know, underway and rolling, but pretty incredible logistically what you're pulling off today. What does it take to, how many places will you be today, and how many people does it take to do that?
You know, it takes around 30 to 40 people to pull this off, and that's where we pull together all the veterans organizations in the Fargo-Moorhead area and all of our various color guards to make this happen. It, you know, we've done it for so many years that it's, you know, second nature to these guys, but it's still very important. And, you know, each year we always seem to be missing one or two, you know, throughout. But luckily, we have had somewhat of an influx of volunteers that came in and want to be part of this. So it's a continuous cycle of new blood, old blood, but we carry on the tradition. And, yeah, it's just a matter of getting everyone somewhat on the same sheet of music. And this is where you need to be, and this is what time, and execute. And it goes up pretty well.
Well, it's amazing, and it's also a good way for people to participate in something related to Memorial Day, no matter where they're at. And I know this is happening, you know, all across the state. So that is absolutely amazing what happens. So there's a cemetery near you that has a service today. If you, in fact, want to participate in that, and that's something that can you know, be wonderful. And then the actual Memorial Day ceremony goes on, just in a little different fashion, as you say, no chairs, no civic center, no inside. But tell us a little bit about that.
Well, our first one will be at Riverside in South Fargo, starting at 11. We'll do a grand march, a formal ceremony with a speaker, Reflaying and Dedication to the Fallen, and of course finished by Taps. And then immediately after that, we head to Sunset Memorial Gardens, which starts at noon. Same program, but a little shorter than what we normally have. And then at 2 o'clock, this is where it's new this year, the Fargo National Cemetery will be having their event, previously videotaped, but it'll be live on Facebook. And we had planned and planned for a major event, you know, first one ever, you know, for the National Cemetery, and the whole Red Flu came in and turned our plans upside down, so we had to adapt and figure out how we're going to do this, and we went with videotaping it and have some really good speakers, some really well-known speakers, and it should be pretty good. Well, I can't say it is good because I've already seen it.
The rest of us good. Will see it for the first time, 2 o'clock today, Facebook. / Fargo National Cemetery Committee to watch that event at 2. Thanks so much, Jason. Good to talk to
Everybody
you.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree to me. I don't hear Tony Orlando.
Well,
but
not about a guy getting out of prison, though, and not the guy coming home from war, or did I get that one wrong?
I don't remember.
It's karaoke day here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on, sing it, Kevin.
Tie a yellow ribbon round the old. It's our patriotic bumper music, but I don't know if that qualifies.
No.
Skipping it.
I'm going to tie a red, white, and blue ribbon around here. What? What's twisted into something, anyway?
Pushing the wrong button there or something, huh?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that in anybody's list of top patriotic songs.
I'm making a note.
Making a note, all right. I like the song, actually. I do, but we'll
I mean, it's an uplifting message. I just don't know how it applies to Memorial Day. But you know,
I want Kate Smith, God Bless America, beginning to end before we're done today. Okay? On this Memorial Day edition of What's On Your Mind. 21 past the hour. Thanks to Jason Hicks for giving us, you know, folks, these people, they don't want any credit, but think about it. If there's a ceremony in your community year after year after year, somebody makes that happen. Somebody dedicates their time. Somebody says, well, my family will have to wait. I'm going to do this. I mean, it's amazing what goes into these, the heart and soul of these folks. Pretty amazing. I was just looking at today. And by the way, just so you know, on the air today, if you're listening to 550 K-Fire, the Veterans Cemetery service at 12 noon, which is the Memorial Day service every year. And this year it will be virtual, basically, right? I mean, there's got to be people there to do it, but you can watch it online. And that'll be at noon, and that's on KFAR. So you can participate in the service on
KFAR. And ndgar.nd.gov will have the video, too, if you're able to watch videos. So, yeah, you can still be a part of it, just you have to do it a different way this year.
And then at 2 o'clock today, we're going to take the National Cemetery Service. First year, we have a Fargo National Cemetery, which is like we're watching right now at Arlington with the president laying the wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. The Arlington National Cemetery has other cemeteries in that family where, for instance, Fort Snelling in the Twin Cities is a huge one. Looks a little bit like Arlington, the way they've got it laid out. It's beautiful. And Fargo has a new one as well. It literally is in the middle of a field, but it's beautiful, just beautiful out there. It's by Harwood, be a little bit west of Harwood, North Dakota. They call it the Fargo National Cemetery, but it's the state's national cemetery. So, pretty amazing. That'll be at 2 o'clock. That'll also be on Facebook, as we mentioned as well. So if you want to check those out, you sure can. Okay? But look at this. Fargo VFW did Holy Cross at 8:30, did Riverside at 10:30. 11 o'clock, as we mentioned, there's a program coming up from Riverside. That one, again, will be virtual, but it's at 11 o'clock. 12 noon, Sunset Memorial Gardens. 1 o'clock, Lindenwood, with the 164th Infantry and the Submariners Monuments being the setting for that. Then the AMVETs do, already this morning, Fargo North, the Jewish Cemetery. 8 o'clock, North Holy Cross Fargo Cemetery. 11 o'clock, Riverside South. 12:30 yet to come, the Sunset Cemetery. Doing the same in West Fargo. They canceled Harwood's this year, but Moorhead, same deal. Started at 8:45. Memorial Gardens did Sabin. Elmwood and Trinity. Evergreen South. Prairie Home. St. Joseph's. Riverside North Cemetery. I mean, just on and on and on. And they do the prayer. They do the rifle salute. They do the taps. So it is pretty extraordinary. No doubt about it. And that's happening all across North Dakota. I just want to get that plug in for Jason because that's what the United Patriotic Bodies coordinate. They do all that. And somebody's doing it for your town. So thank them and take advantage of it. If you have a loved one in your family you'd like to honor on this Memorial Day, please give us a ring. You know a family story about an uncle or someone that served. Today's the day to give them a shout out. Give you all the time you need to tell that story. So love to celebrate those closest to you. Fallen heroes on Memorial Day. You call us with that at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text myself or Todd, Todd's at 226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. Texter says, check out World War II, the sacrifices of the 100th Bombardier Group out of Deese, England. Out of Deese, England. All right. We shall find out more there. And appreciate the heads up on that. Gus in Bismarck, let's get you in here next on What's on Your Mind.
Just wanted to say thank you to my father, who is a veteran in the Army. My brother, who recently passed away, is a Navy submariner. And four uncles that were in the service. One was a POW in Germany. My son is currently on service. My nephews are serving. My whole family is, other than my sister, but she's the mother of two veterans, so I guess she counts too.
Oh, my gosh. That's quite the family tradition of service right there, Gus. How did that all begin? Was there ever, you know, just happened?
Well, my dad grew up on a farm up by Fort Clark, served in the Army. And my brother joined the Navy. I served in the Coast Guard. My son joined the Marine Corps and is currently serving in the National Guard.
Did your dad talk to you about it? Did your dad, like, say, hey, did your dad talk to you about it? Did he say this is something you should consider, or is it just something that was in your DNA?
No, my dad was very active in the Mandan Legion as we were growing up, and it was always around our house, the service of veterans. My uncle was a tunnel rat in World War II in the Seabees. I had another uncle on my mom's side that was a tail gunner and shot down over Germany, spent some time in a POW camp. It's just our whole family had been
service-orientated,
I guess.
That's fantastic. I wonder if folks remember what a tunnel rat is. You guys know what a tunnel rat is?
Oh, yeah.
They'd do search and destroy, but they'd get to where they were going underground.
Yep. Like that was my wife's uncle in the South Pacific.
Like, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
That was not easy. That was not easy work.
Take this pistol and get in there.
Oh. Exactly right. We honor your family, Gus, you for your service in the Coast Guard and all your family members. Thanks for sharing that story today. We appreciate it.
You have a good Memorial Day.
You have a good Memorial Day as well. Remember the fallen. Please. More coming up on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go back. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading to Baltimore shortly to take part in a Memorial Day ceremony there over the objections of that city's Democratic mayor. Baltimore is still on lockdown because of the coronavirus, and Mayor Jack Young said in a tweet yesterday that the president should stay home, saying a presidential visit sends the wrong message. The president, though, saying he's not changing his plans, and he and the First Lady will be there as scheduled. Millions of Americans have been venturing out over this Memorial Day weekend in some of the biggest crowds seen since the start of the virus pandemic. In Ocean City, Maryland, this family from New Jersey said they just simply had to get out and go to the beach.
We just wanted to get away, have the kids have some fun, and not have this ruin such a big holiday. We just wanted to get away from Jersey.
This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
National Cemetery. President Trump, along with Vice President Pence, Defense Secretary Esper. So, turn that up a little bit here. Who's? It's always planes flying over because Reagan National is close.
Boy, that wreath is always just amazing to me.
It is.
Just how big it is. Just,
red, white, and blue flowers.
Yeah, just beautiful.
Those roses?
Oh.
Can't tell.
Yeah, they are roses. Yep.
President saying a prayer in front of the wreath, touching the wreath. While not the usual crowd looks on, but there's still a fair amount of people there, members of the cabinet, First Lady Melania.
Right shoulder, arms.
one beautiful ceremony. That's for sure. Arlington National Cemetery. Wreath laying at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Right behind there is a little bowl and a little amphitheater. Normally on Memorial Day, the president would go there and give an address. The place would be just packed. I imagine they're not doing anything along those lines today. President leaving Arlington National with the vice president and the defense secretary.
It seemed, I always remember that he would actually lay the wreath or move the wreath, but now it just stays on the display, I guess.
Sometimes I've seen him move it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember there, though.
The tomb.
Other places. Rick in Minot, thanks for waiting. Got somebody to honor today. And by the way, if you do, call us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can call us also at 701-271-1100 as we honor the fallen on Memorial Day. Rick in Minot, go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning. Happy Memorial Day. Thank you for everybody who served. Not everybody's cut out for service. Nobody can just, it takes a special person to think about joining, staying with it, let alone possibly laying down your life. So God bless everybody who's ever done that. But one thing we want to keep in mind and never forget is those who have fallen but are still alive, the effects of war, of what it's done to them, they're not the same. It's hard on them. It's hard on their families. It's hard on their friends. War never ends. It lives on in the people who continue to live, but a part of them was taken away. That happened to my brother. He took his own life years after coming back from Vietnam. He had a tough time, up and down, up and down. So every time I see a vet, I wonder what he's going through or she is going through. What happened to them? And I hope it wasn't bad for it. You know. But thank you for everybody. Never stop thanking for those who have given their lives so we can have the beautiful life we have. But thank you. God bless you all.
Thank you, Rick. Very well said. Unending gratitude. That's what we should have. There's no doubt about that. I think even sometimes, you know, the fact that you hear stories about the unemployment rate among veterans, as an example, or, you know, the suicide rates among veterans, and the things that where veterans are bearing, you know, the heavy, heavy burden of having defended us and defended our freedom. And when they come back, it's a problem among the veteran community, right? It's a problem with people that work with vets and different vets organizations and whatnot. But why isn't it an American problem? Why isn't it a problem that we all say, what can we do? How can we help? In other words, this is probably an ill-timed example, but look at the response to the number of deaths that are potential from the coronavirus. And, you know, how it literally shuts down the country because of the potential of that. Well, count the suicides. Count the mental health issues. Count the unemployed. Why aren't we saying, well, we wouldn't even have America without these veterans? They're suffering for defending us, and it's somebody else's problem now. I don't get that, Rick. I don't get that, Kevin.
Nope.
Perplexes me, Todd.
I know.
Because
always.
It's so very true.
Yep.
And it's not hard to find. It's not like it's hidden.
Right.
We don't know about it. You know? We don't know about it. No, I think we do. I think we do. President is visiting with some folks. I can't really tell what kind of a crowd there is. It looks like a sparse crowd at Arlington National Cemetery, but he was on his way walking towards the motorcade, and there were some folks there, and he stopped to chat. That'd be kind of a fun little encounter.
Yeah, right.
You know, at Arlington National Cemetery, and president decides to have a little conversation with you, wouldn't it?
No doubt about it.
Wouldn't that be something? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550.
You talked about tunnel rats.
Yeah.
My my wife's uncle, my whatever would be, in-law, uncle-in-law, was a he was in the South Pacific and did just that.
He's a tunnel rat, huh?
And the story from...
It's a Vietnam thing, right?
I know. Yeah. And the story from my mother-in-law that he would tell when he came back was basically, it was, here's a pistol, get in there and, you know, kill them all. And he and very few of them would go into those tunnels in the islands in the South Pacific and get them out of there, get the rats out of the tunnel. Yeah. Helmuth Vogley.
So he would go down in the tunnel clear the tunnel out.
Yep.
I see. And some of these other, what I remember a tunnel rat is you had a mission. You had to go, into a particular village or whatever. So you'd go in the tunnel, you'd go forever. I mean, 5-10 miles, and you'd come out the other side and you'd, do whatever you were supposed to do, and you'd get back in the tunnel and go back.
Yeah.
You're saying they use them too, and we'd send our guys in to clear them out.
Go in there to clear them out. Yeah, that's what Helmuth did.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law talks. They lived together when he came back because they didn't have any money. And night after night, Helmuth would wake up screaming, after he got back from the war. But he learned to live with it after a while.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
He could not stand anybody that ever drove a Japanese car. He did not like to see any of that. But he had a different perspective.
Here's a piece I just found from 2018. It was a story about someone who was in Vietnam. Jim Merritt's his name. In 67, my life as a tunnel rat. He talks about most of us who served as tunnel rats during Vietnam War quickly realized that crawling through underground enemy bunkers would be the least of our worries.
Oh.
It's the part of the job people want to hear about. They want to know what it was like to descend into the Viet Cong subterranean pathways, storehouses, arsenals, and barracks. But in fact, as dangerous as that work was, most of our casualties were above ground when we engaged in the other part of the job, finding and disarming mines and booby traps.
Ugh. Oh, man, right?
For the most part, the job of a tunnel rat was a catch-all name for the work we did as combat engineers. We were trained at the Australian Army School of Military Engineering, located 20 miles west of Sydney. Unbelievable.
Wow.
And I saw another piece of info about the life expectancy of a tunnel rat. I don't know who keeps track of this stuff. Treacherous. You'd go into a hole and come out 10 or 15 miles away. Incredible. It says the life expectancy was about 2 seconds, but one particular unit, large unit, about a third of them didn't make it. About a third.
Wow.
Phenomenal. PetroServe USA, our fine sponsor here of our Memorial Day What's on Your Mind studios. On this Memorial Day, if you're looking for some home cooking, with grab-and-go convenience, stop at a PetroServe USA near you. Say exit 292 off I-94. Valley City. Look for the big Tesoro PetroServe USA sign. Beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham today. And all the lunch specials come with two sides and a ham. Every PetroServe USA has great deals like the 4 for $4 today. Stop and see them.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with access active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Country. Now, let the University of Mary serve you. The University of Mary is a military-friendly school with online and in-person classes available for busy adults. In addition to their campus in Bismarck, they make it their mission to prepare you for promotion in the military or success in a civilian career. To do so, they offer a number of services specifically for military students. A full support team. What's that mean? Well, they all have extensive military backgrounds, for one, so they know the language. They know you. They're focused on you, your concerns, supports you in a desire to advance to the next step of your life. Personal care dedicated to your success. They have a military services team that walks you through every step as you start your exciting new mission of higher ed. Scholarships, reimbursements, credit for prior learning. They make your education affordable and work with you to maximize the use of tuition, assistance, and VA education. benefits. The University of Mary, ready to serve you. And guess what? We're getting close, folks. June the 4th. June the 4th. Get started today by connecting with a member of the military services team online.umary.edu/military services. Lou in Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 2580550. Love the stories today about family members that serve this country, fallen heroes. Let's honor them today on the program. Go ahead, Lou.
Yes, there's a few guys that I think of quite a bit during Memorial Day. My brothers in arms, Joshua Hansen, Brian T. McDonough, Corey Ristead, Greg Brewer, David Day, and also Kyle Miller. Brothers, rest in peace. And that's all I got. Thank you.
Where'd you serve with them, Lou?
Sounds like Red Bulls.
You think they're Red Bulls?
I know Brewer and Joshua Hansen.
Oh, okay.
Brewer, Greg's from Frazee, and then Josh was from Pelican Rapids, and they were Red Bulls, part of the infantry. My boy Adam Walker, still with us, of course, but he's a Red Bull.
Thank you for the call. And just to say their names is certainly paying some important honor for them. No doubt about it. Appreciate it very much. So, Kev, you got a pretty good story here about World War II vets.
Well, our family, the only one that's hit was my Uncle John. I never met him. My dad's oldest brother was in Guadalcanal, and he was part, he was a member of the North Dakota National Guard Infantry Company, and they were sandwiched between, and he was part of the, I mean, he was in the initial wave at the island, the initial assault, sandwiched between two Marine units as they made the assault, but didn't make it. John Francis Flynn, October 1942 on Guadalcanal.
And you have a letter from FDR.
Yeah, my grandmother, Sarah, got the letter, and it says, in grateful memory of Private John F. Flynn, who died in the service of his country in South Pacific area October 25th, 1942, he stands in the unbroken line of patriots who have dared to die that freedom might live and grow and increase its blessings. Freedom lives, and through it he lives, in a way that humbles the the undertakings of most men. Kind of hard to read, but Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Well written.
Yeah. Signed to my grandmother.
Was he married?
He was not. He was young. My dad was 17 when he died. I think he was probably 22. He was like 5 years older than my dad, 5 or 6. And the family just always remembered the black car that pulled up to the farm up in Moose Jaw. Because my dad got his U.S. citizenship by joining the U.S. Army and being part of the Corps of Engineers building bridges in Korea. And a number of my uncles all got their citizenship in the U.S. because they served in the U.S. military. So that's kind of how that came around. But, yeah, the story goes of the black car pulling up like you see in the movies. And the local priest came with two military men and gave Grandma Sarah that letter.
Amazing. Our telephone number on this special Memorial Day edition of What's on Your Mind, welcoming your calls, questions, and comments, and especially if there are individuals you want to honor on a day we honor the fallen, the floor is yours, 701-258-0550. That's a local number in Bismarck, Mandan, local in West Fargo, Fargo, and Moorhead is 271-1100. Toll free from wherever you're at, 800-258-0550, 800-258-0550. You can also text Todd, 226-8503, or me, it's 701-367-2054 with your comments. Texter says, father-in-law deployed to North Africa, on to Sicily, Naples, Rome. Outfit so shot up in Anzio that he was transferred to Clark's 1st Armored Division, did not like fireworks on the 4th of July. Think you can imagine why. Received several citations from President Roosevelt. Family is so proud. So proud. Here I got a call from another hero, and I missed it, I see. But Follow-up text from the one and only Rusty Ort. Wanted to say thank you for all that you've done for my family and for my wellness, Scott. And thank you for always being such a strong and effective supporter of veterans. He's thanking me, and he's the Purple Heart recipient.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Thank you.
Thank you is right. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, including Kate Smith, the whole God Bless America.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.